Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. And I have my authorized 1798 King James Version Bible open in my e-sword. And yes, I know a lot of people are mistakenly going the AV 1611. There's no such thing. Everyone that says that, when they read, I hear them reading from the authorized version of 1798. What's the difference, you might ask? Well, in 1611, King James of England authorized a translation of the scripture. And I believe those translators did a very good job. Of course, they were working for the king. And we see evidence that they were working for the king in that translation. Even with that, it is still one of the best English translations we have out there. However, some 80 to 90 years later, some scholars got together in the late 1700s, toward the end of the 18th century, that being the 1700s, and they decided to revise the scripture, to revise the language. And that's when they added all of the J's, and they changed the name from the strictly Greek pronunciation that was in the authorized King James to the more Latinized version of the name. And of course, the influence of the Catholic Church very strongly influenced that, so that we have all the names with the J sounds on them now. If you get out your actual AV, there's no such thing as an AV, 1611. But if you get out the original 1611, and perhaps it was authorized by King James, but it was not called the authorized version until the late 1700s, when it was updated. And then they also added a lot of language for clarification. If you open up any authorized King James Version Bible, you will see some words in italics. All of those words in italics were added in the last decade of the 1700s by scholars there. And also they updated the language, changing the Greek pronunciation into a Latinized Greek pronunciation. So you have all of the J's. And that's from my best determination of how the language changes and so forth came out of the scripture to give us what we have today. I still believe that the authorized version is the best English translation. Many people would find the 1611 difficult to read and difficult to pronounce things in, since we have gotten so used to the authorized version and with the more Latinized pronunciations of the Greek. So there you have it, a little history. So when anytime anyone says AV 1611, they need to look into it a little bit more, because they're just telling you that they really haven't researched it, because they say AV 1611 and then they read the authorized version of the 1790s. So I have my e-sword open to the authorized version. I can also click on a tab here and look at the King James Version 1611, and I can look at that and I can see where the Greek pronunciations were carried over. But I will continue to use the authorized version because it is also keyed to the Strong's Concordance with all of the pronunciations. I also have in my e-sword, and I advise everyone to get this study tool. You can go to e-sword.net and download the program there. Now, I do have a little warning. I downloaded the newest version of e-sword onto a computer that I have here, and I found it unusable because I'm so used to the older. Obviously, they updated the software so that I can't set it up the way I like it anymore. So I'm still using an older version, but I believe it's the same. You just have to get used to it, and all of the same features are there. And I suppose it's supposed to be better, even though it frustrates me to no end. It's like they've introduced a whole new learning curve for me. No thanks. I have the older version saved, so I'll just use that. Anyway, 2 Samuel chapter 22. I got a few words here to read about it as we continue in our study here. This chapter is a psalm of praise. We find it afterwards inserted among David's psalms, Psalm 18, with some little variation. We have it here as it was first composed for his own closed and his own harp, but there we have it as it were afterwards delivered to the chief musician for the service of the church, or the ecclesia, the called out ones. A second edition with some amendment, for though it was calculated primarily for David's case, yet it might indifferently serve the devotion of others in giving thanks for their deliverances, or it was intended that his people should join thus. Join with him in thanksgiving, because being a public person with his deliverances were to be accounted public blessings and called for public acknowledgments. And that's just a few words from Henry explaining the difference between chapter 22 and practically the rest of the book here that we've been reading, 2 Samuel. It is a, as he puts it, this chapter is a psalm of praise. So I'll pick it up without interruption this time. And David spoke unto the Lord the words of the song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on Yahuwah." And I believe that's the way David would have wrote it. He would not have said the Lord. And just as a note, as we go through the scriptures, when you read in the authorized version, you'll see the Lord capitalized. And that is where they omitted the name of the Lord and they put this title in there and said, and you'll see the Lord in small case referring to Adonai, which as we went through 2 Samuel, we noticed that referred to David the king as a Lord. So a title as a Lord. So basically they just capitalized the title for men and gave it to our Creator. So he says, "I will call upon Yahuwah, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compass me, the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid, the sorrows of hell compassed about me, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon Yahuwah. I cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth. Devoured coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. Yahuwah thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of Yahuwah, and the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity. But Yahuwah was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yahuwah, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore, Yahuwah hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his sight. And, you know, I have to stop as I read these words. When we consider the terrible error of David, and then I read these words, and I see that David is standing not in his own righteousness. He says, I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. So he acknowledges his own iniquity. And he says, therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his sight. And if we're clean in his sight, it's by the righteousness of his Son, because his righteousness becomes our righteousness. He continues, with the merciful thou shalt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, Yahuwah, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save Yahuwah? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power. He maketh my way perfect. He maketh my way perfect. I had to emphasize that. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. He hath also given me the shield of thy salvation. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle them that rose up against me. Thou hast subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto Yahuwah, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen. A people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they bear, they shall be obedient to me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their closed places. Yahuwah liveth, and blessed be the rock. Blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God, the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth me down, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee Yahuwah among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. He is a tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed forevermore. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1. Now these be the last words of David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of God, of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, the Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springeth out of the earth, by clear shining after the rain. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, for this is all my salvation, and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had: the Tachomite, the Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino, the Eznite. He lifted up the spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David. When they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand cleaved unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shema, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground, and defended it, and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. Chapter 23 and verse 13. And three of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave at Adullam, and the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in a hold, and the garrison of the Philistine was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, oh, that one would give me a drink of water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto Yahuwah. And he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. And we'll pick up here when we get back from the break here. You're listening to Cross the Border. Visit my website, crosstheborder.org. Make sure you watch that short video there. Share it with as many people as you can. And if you watch it on YouTube, be sure to leave a note there about it. Okay, I'll be back.